Love Stories by Patricia Webster Stewart. Edited by Susan Stewart Clark. Copyright 2025. The stories you are about to hear have never been recorded before. They were discovered after Pat Stewart passed away in 2021. What they convey is the life story of Pat herself, evolving from childhood in St. Joe, Missouri, to becoming the matriarch of a family of nine in the 1960s and 70s. At nearly 40 years old, she immersed herself in her true passion for writing, exploring, and becoming a woman who expressed her love for her family, and indeed the very world around her, through her writing. We are eager to share Love Stories, Pat's latest book, with you. Prologue by Jack Stewart.
On a July morning in 1935, in the sweltering heat and humidity of a non-air-conditioned hospital room in Missouri, little Patsy Webster was born. For the rest of her life, she said the oppressive heat during that year caused her to hate summers. She would later write about summer and why her favorite season was October. That's because this baby girl would grow up to become a remarkable woman, driven by two intense passions. The first emerged at age 20 when Pat became a mother, as she would then forevermore share her life with her seven outstanding children. A second, but no less earnest passion, intensified when the last of her children went off to college. Writing would consume her creative life for the rest of her years. A product of a Catholic school education, Pat weathered the storms of the Depression and World War II in her parents' home in St. Joseph, Missouri. During those dark days, she shone as a Girl Scout, collected newspapers and scrap metal for the war effort, and suffered the loss of her cousin when he gave his life for his country at the invasion of France on D-Day in 1944. Pat was involved in high school activities as president of her sorority, Tau Beta Phi. She earned the highest award in Girl Scouts, the Curved Bar, comparable to the Eagle Scout Award in Boy Scouts. Pat was selected to represent her high school at Missouri Girls State, where she learned early on how politics work. Her first paying job was as a page at the St. Joseph Public Library. She read the shelves and arranged the returned books in the correct Dewey Decimal System order. Pat and her teenage girlfriends enjoyed the fun activities of that time. She fished in Corby Pond, then ice skated there when it froze over in the winter. She roller skated, and she attended the local baseball team's games, the St. Joseph Cardinals. She liked to go to the downtown music stores and play records for free from the most recent top 10 list. She especially enjoyed Frankie Lane, Nat King Cole, Eddie Fisher, and Spike Jones. All along, she enjoyed being part of an extended family whose members she would later feature in stories published in her first book, Stuck in My Own Family Tree. At age 17, she met Jack Stewart. From that first date, the two were committed to each other. Pat was intellectually at the top of her class and graduated as the class salutatorian. Both went on to college as soon as they graduated from high school, and after a year at colleges separated by half a continent, they decided to marry in 1955. Marriage led to children, and from 1955 until 1968, they welcomed seven children. Pat Webster Stewart's life was filled with love, which she epitomized when she wrote Love Story, featured in this book. But being married with children caused her to ascend a steep learning curve as she adapted to a rapidly changing lifestyle. Coming from being the oldest in an all-girl family, and then quickly finding herself with a husband and a house full of children, was a drastic change in her world. That's when Pat embraced a whole new lifestyle, parenting. As though her life wasn't full enough with a family of nine, Pat developed numerous personal talents. She became a medical lab technician, a college student at age 47, a business owner, a certified Red Cross instructor, a journalist covering the 1996 Paralympics, a competitive runner, the author of 4 books, a friend, an activist, and the list goes on. All throughout this, Pat honed her writing skills. Her earliest stories were about her childhood, her parents, her home, her school. She wrote daily in journals as she performed the challenging duties of wife and mother. Pat had severe rheumatoid arthritis from age 40, but rarely spoke of it or wrote about it. Her mantra became, "I may have RA, but RA doesn't have me." Her doctor said she was stoic. When her oldest child left for college, Pat began to write more about her work, her strengths, and her love of nature. Her confidence grew as she wrote about her achievements, her love for others, her contributions as a unique individual, and her political allegories. She approached self-actualization as she created stories of morality and acceptance. In all her writings, we see Pat's lifelong quest to know who she was and how she could express her love for all of God's creation. The stories that follow are a testament to her life and to her skills as a wordsmith. Pat's children will lead you on her incredible journey through life as each one introduces you to the stages of evolution in her life.
We hope you will stay with us for the next few months as we continue to read from Pat Stewart's 2025 book, Love Stories. Did you know you can now hear all of Pat Stewart's books on Spotify by searching Patricia Webster Stewart? Coming up next week, Pat's daughter Nancy will introduce part one of Love Stories, followed by Pat's touching short story called Summer Rain.